الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Allah tabarak ta'ala commands us in this ayat kareema, Allah instructs the believers, those who have got iman. If you have got iman, which is a great, great asset, and Allah is acknowledging this iman, that you have got iman. But in order to become a perfect mu'min, in order to go directly into Jannah, not to go, Allah protect us all, via Jahannam, Allah save us all, and to have a very nice life in this world also. So Allah Ta'ala says, acquire taqwa. Iman you have got, now acquire taqwa also. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is so kind that He has taught us how to acquire this taqwa also. وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with those people who are the sadiqeen. Those people who have got this taqwa, love of Allah, Tawheed, no shirk in their lives, and they have the closeness of Allah. Taqwa starts with believing in Allah as Allah is Tawheed, and then traversing the whole path and reaching Darja Ihsan. That in everything that we do, that we, as though we are seeing Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, at least that consciousness that Allah is watching us. And in these times when these type of people are very, very scarce, the sadiqeen are very, very scarce, we must make a lot of shukr of to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And this is also a sign of the true love of Allah. It is narrated that a sign that a person is maqbool by Allah is when he loves the creation of Allah. And the greatest love a person can show to the creation of Allah Ta'ala is to worry about their welfare, dini welfare. The greatest good a person can do, amar bil ma'aruf. And of course in that have very various forms. So we find that these great awliya, they leave all their comforts. And alhamdulillah, we have got Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Adamallahu Fuyudahum wa Atallahu Umrahum, that he has left Madinatul Munawwara. Who will want to leave Madina Sharif? But like how many Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, not only did they leave Madina Sharif, but they made the graves in all the different parts of the world. So mashallah, Hazrat Haji Sahib, and Hazrat Haji Sahib many times say, make dua also, Allah gives me mort of Madina Sharif and gives me place in Baqi. We all ask for that also. But nobody knows that where we are going to die, how our mort is going to come. But when who, the person, a resident of Madina Sharif, there are so many people who won't leave Madina Sharif, just in the fear that perhaps our mort will come somewhere else. But for this great mission of deen, for which Allah has sent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Haji Sahib visits us regularly. This year we are very fortunate that here in Azadwal, Allah put it in Hazrat's heart, and He has given us time here. Allah make that we can benefit fully from Hazrat Haji Sahib. Hazrat Haji Sahib is originally from South Africa, Leslie, and from that time already, mashallah, what a direction of deen and love of deen and concern of deen. And in Madinatul Munawwara, today's Madina Sharif, mashallah, there is lot of wealth, comfort, everything. But in the Madina Sharif of those days, lot of mujahada had to be made. Just to live in Madina Sharif was a real test of a person's iman. And a person who lived in comfort in this country and then went in all that mujahada, only Haji Sahib knows what mujahada and what halat and things. But Allah Ta'ala then blessed also accordingly and gave the return. So we have Hazrat Haji Sahib here, and his advisors are very, very, very beneficial. how many people's lives are changing, how many people are coming on to Deen. So we are very fortunate that Haji Sahib has given us time tonight also, and that he will give us also some advices, inshallah, if we all listen carefully and with an open heart to benefit. Then inshallah we will benefit tremendously. And for every word, just to look at Hazrat Haji Sahib, that his eyes fall upon us, these are also great things. And if we can, as many of our other family people, for the ladies, there's a program every day also in the morning. So if the ladies could also attend, and then for the children, if we can just let them go and meet Haji Sahib. Like today, when we were small, we just saw some great buzurg, we feel happy. We don't really remember also or anything, or a great buzurg came to our house. It's a thing of great honor. Yeah, Hazrat Haji Sahib has made all his sacrifices and has come here. And inshallah, if we listen, and we listen attentively, and we listen with the niyat of amal. Not only we will get the knowledge also, but that also, ulama have written, one great weakness we find in ourselves. Anyone we ask after the bayan, what was the bayan? I forgot. One great buzurg, like in angrily he speaks, why don't we use our brains to remember the matters of deen? And anything, if it is used, it becomes stronger. And we don't use it, it becomes weaker. So our brains also, and we use our brains for many other things. Use it for deen. Try and remember the points. And then we try and make amal on them. And then we try and tell others also about it. In this way, this muzakara will be good for us. Others will also benefit. So inshallah, with an open mind, open heart, we listen, we will benefit tremendously. We will request Hazrat Haji Sahib, inshallah, to give us some advice.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulihil Kareem. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي عند قبر سمعت ومن صلى علي نائيا كفي أمر الدنيا وآخرته وكنت له شهيدا أو شفيعا يوم القيامة. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا بني إن قدرت أن تصبح وتمسي وليس في قلبك غش لأحد ففعل. ثم قال يا بني وذلك من سنتي ومن أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وكرم ومحترم علماء برادرز, the first of all very important for all of us, whatever we listen to we must then pass on to others, firstly our own family. Allah Ta'ala addressing the believers here in the Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O believers, save yourselves and your families from fire jahannam in which human beings and stones will burn. And we try and save first ourselves, our families, try and save others also. The easy method is, it's called actually sohbat ashah and zikr. Now for the families to save them, again I repeat, kitab ring is very important. Mawlana Abu Hassan al-Najmi rahmatullahi said, if we have kitabing Hazrat Shaykh's kitabs in our homes, it is like sitting in Hazrat Shaykh's khidmat in his life, and thousands of people became awdiyallah reading Hazrat Shaykh's kitabs. So this kitab reading serves also as sohbat wa shaykh. So it must be regular with our families. I was telling my wife Marhuma, if we read Hazrat Shaykh's kitabs, it's just like sitting in Hazrat Shaykh's khidmat in his lifetime. You get the same benefit we really need to get from him directly in his life. So that same night I see Hazrat Shaykh, he's sitting in our house, we're all sitting around, his wife and children, all getting benefit from him directly. So in our spare time, we encourage everyone, just kitab reading. It's very important. And the second thing is zikr. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah said that purifying the heart from pride, jealousy, etc., all bad habits, easiest method is a lot of Durud Sharif and zikr regularly. In zikr mainly the kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah, It's got about five names in the Quran, seven names in the Quran, so Kalimatul Taqwa. One name is Kalimatul Taqwa. If we recite the Kalima Tayyiba daily, and Durus Sharif inshallah, we will reach the highest state of Taqwa and Iman Yaqeen of. Very easy method. You must be trying to be regular with this. And then Durus Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you recite Durus Sharif daily, then let us fulfill all your needs both of this world and after death. On the day of resurrection, I will make special shafaat for you, and you'll be nearest to me on the day of resurrection also. So the Mawlana Gangur Rahmatullah said, the best wazifa for all our good wishes, safety from all calamity in the world after that is 500 Durus Sharif. If we can't, then at least 300. So it's very easy, one short Durus Sallallahu Alaihi Nabi Dumi, Sallallahu Alaihi Nabi Dumi. And Mawlana Zakir Rahmatullah told me, I must read, Allahumma Salli Ala Sayyidina Muhammad Nabi Dumi. So any Durus, it's short Durus. The Durus Sharif, big wuzus, they say everything got the work of Durus Sharif. It must be regular with our zikr and kalima and what you call Durus Sharif. And the two, one is a collective zikr like we have in the morning with Mawlana Majlis here, collective zikr. And one is individual zikr. For individual zikr, there's an ayat in the Quran Sharif, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما. It's Ma Kana Muhammad Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the last of all the Anbiya, we're not doing their subject. Isa Alaihi Wasallam is coming, but he's not the last Nabi. When he comes back also, he will rule the whole world upon the Quran Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then you have the next part of this verse is, Ya Ayyuha Ladina Amanu Uzkurullah Zikran Kathira, O believers, make profusely, plentifully zikr. Bukratan wa asila means morning and evening. In the comment is written, Mufti Shafi Sabri, after Fajr and Asr, it's a very, very valuable time. See? And these two times, people will see in Jannat, there are four groups. Shaykh Rafiuddin Rahmatullah in his kitab, Alamati Kiamat, he said, there are four groups will see Allah Ta'ala in Jannat. One will see once in a year. One group will see Allah Ta'ala only on Friday. One group will see Allah Ta'ala every day, Fajr and Asr time. And Ambiyal Musulatul Sahib, Ambiyal Dadi will see Allah Ta'ala every minute, every moment. See? So we can be in the second group who will see Allah Ta'ala daily after Fajr and Asr. So for that he said, we must be regular with our Fajr and Asr Salat. And the zikr plays a very important part. Now the commentary I remember, Mufti Shafi Sahib wrote, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu uzkurullaha zikran kathira, O believer, do plentifully zikr after Fajr and Asr mainly. So in return Allah Ta'ala says, Huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum. وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. The same word is used, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. The same word Allah Ta'ala is using here, those who make logical, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. Allah Ta'ala showers special rahmat on you, and the angel also makes dua of rahmat for you. The result of that, لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, will take you out of darknesses. Not darkness, all darknesses. All into nur. Darkness of what? Kufar, shirk, hypocrisy, besides that, pride, jealousy, hatred, and committing sins, bad akhlaq, etc. From all darknesses of that, I'll take you out into nur. It's the perfect, nur means ahsan, the perfect, what you call, highest state of taqwa iman. So that all depends on zikr. Mawlana Gangur Rahmatullah, he used to make zikr 1 1/4 life, 1 1/4 lakh daily, beside other mujahida. So he said that after 15 or 20 years mujahida, and he was Master of the Kutub of the whole world. This is a very high stage. So he said that now I come to know it's very easy, you don't have to make so much mujahida. Then he used to take bath, and when taking bath, he used to read one hadith in Bukhari, so the words I don't know exactly, but the mafum of the hadith is must seek a lot of help, little bit after Fajr, little bit after Asr, and little bit late in the night. Late in the night is zikr, then after Isha, little bit. So Mawlana said that little zikr after Fajr, and little after Asr, and little late in the night, or otherwise after Isha, little bit. Inshallah, we reach the highest stage very easily. Don't have to make Lord Mujahida. And I was reading the commentary of Bukhari in this Hadith Sharif. Mawlana مولانا شبیر رحمۃ اسماعیل رحمۃ ایسے لو بھائی یہ جملہ پکڑ لو سب اولیاء اللہ بن جائیں گے اور یو بیکم اولیاء اللہ جس لٹل ذکر آفٹر فیزر لٹل آفٹر سن لیٹ ان دا نائٹ ایز آفٹر عشاء لٹل The one Buzuk said that the reward of pious deeds, Salah, Zakat, the home, Sahaj, etc. is Jannah. But the reward of Zikr is the creator of Jannah. This is the highest stage without Zikr, very difficult. So train with regular this after Fajr and Asr and encourage our ladies also. This. In the collective Zikr we have in the Masjid, but every home must have the collective Zikr also. That parents of children also together say about 5-10 minutes kitab reading. Then we do little bit duru say 100 times kalima taiba, 10 times third kalima, duru tunjina if you know. And then make dua for yourself for all the Muslims. Inshallah the gathering of zikr in that house also. The benefit of gathering of zikr, there's one hadith where I remember, an adi razin radiallahu ta'ala qala lahu rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah أدلك على ملاك هذا الأمر الذي تصيب به خير الدنيا والآخرة عليك بمجالس أهل الذكر وإذا خلوت فحرك لسانك ما استطعت بذكر الله وأحب في الله وأبغى في الله For the devil said, forget. And Mr. Rasam said that, Oh, Abu Razin, you can inform me of something by which means Allah will bless you all the khair of this world and after death. And what is the sin? The gatherings of zikr. And when you alone also keep your tongue as much as possible busy with zikr. And keep love with the pious people and hatred with the evil people. If you are practicing evil way of wasting your life by leaders and that, must keep hatred with them because Allah hates them. It's not self-grudging. But mustn't think we are greater than better than them. That's right, then we are worse. Nothing possible they're better than us. Yes? So this, after Fajr and after Asr. So, if you regularly this zikr after Fajr and Asr, you will reach very high stage and we can be among the list of those who see Allah Ta'ala daily after Fajr and Asr time. So, in the gatherings of zikr, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala bless you all the khair of this world and of death. Now, in this whole creation, are there khair or shar? All shar is in Jahannam, all khair is in Jannah. So let us bless you all the khair of this world and after death. Now after death the khair, the greatest khair in Jannah is to see Allah Ta'ala. And then to see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to sit in his company. This is the greatest khair. There are other things also, mashallah, Jannah, but there is the greatest khair. Khair on the day of resurrection, peaceful under the shade of the earth. Khair in the qabr, garden of paradise in the qabr, right after what we call the day of resurrection. And khair in this world, the greatest khair is to die with iman. Our heart will be pure from pride, there is all bad habits, there is the khair of the heart. And khair of namaz, zikr, everything perfect. Our deen and our health, wealth, living, everything falls in khair. MashaAllah, that promises sit in the gathering of zikr. So this gathering, every home is can have. Encourage everyone. And the daily MashaAllah Maulana has zikr madis here. Train attend that madis. Even if you can sit the whole time, do little bit zikr in that madis. The gathering of zikr. Now but the condition is itibai sunnah. If you don't do a practice Nabi Sam sunnah, then you'll reach nowhere. It's most important we must do everything upon sunnah. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah said, this akhir zamana before the Dajjal, many Muslims will turn away from Islam. So I asked Hazrat, how a person can be safe? As the Shaykh said that first condition is itibai sunnah. Do everything according to Sunnah. Second is a lot of Durood Sharif daily, third lot of Istighfar daily, and Kalima Tayyiba at least morning, evening. 100. They said if you hold on to this, your iman will be safe, and Lord Durood Sharif Istighfar, you will be safe from worldly calamities also. Yes? But the condition is Tibai Sunnah. Tibai Sunnah is the most important thing. Yes? Allah Ta'ala created the whole universe, that's why you take bed, that's why you study for Tibai Sunnah. If there's no Tibai Sunnah, all this is worth nothing. Mullah Gangur Rahmatullah said that, I think there was a Buzurg, you must have heard before, in India, he decided to perform two rakats with utmost sincerity and concentration. So he made wuzu according to sunnat. In that sunnat wuzu, he must use miswak also. And Sharia says, if he uses miswak in the wuzu, he gets 70 times more sawab for that namaz. not the toothless miswak. You must encourage our children to use miswak. And they want sunnahs. من أحيا سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كأنما يفي الجنة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you enjoy one sunnah, that's true love for me, you'll be in my neighborhood in Jannah. This can carry your children also miswak. So miswak, you get 70 times more reward. So if you do made wuzu, everything according to sunnah. As the Shaykh said, wuzu time must be ahsan. I remember ahsan is when you perform wuzu, must first the niyat. Then Bismillah alhamdulillah is Muslim dua. Then you must think of that as watching me. That's wuzu with ahsan. And we will be able to make our namaz also correctly. And then that wuzu can help. That wuzu performed two rakats. And Allah Ta'ala showed him in the kash, the eyes of the heart, very pretty lady. No lady is so pretty on earth. He got very happy, but Allah Ta'ala accept my dua, my namaz. When he looked at the face, he was blind. He got worried, he said, the namaz is not accepted. He went by Maulana Gambir Rahmatullahi, and Maulana Gambir Rahmatullahi told him immediately that it seemed that you closed your eyes and performed your namaz. That's why she was blind. So he said, yes, that I closed my eyes for concentration. So Hazrat Gambir Rahmatullahi said, that's against sunnat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he used to perform his namaz, never used to close his eyes, to lower his gaze on a prayer siddha. So this literally done against sunnat, the result was she was blind. Although it's not haram, doesn't break the namaz, but there was flaw in the namaz. So every sunnat is very valuable, see? There was one lady in the Indonesia, she passed away. One day she told Muhammad, I went to sleep on the left side. It's against sunnat, not haram also. Then I realized that she told me, I realized this against sunnat. Quickly I turned on the right, facing the Qibla with my cheek under the palm and slept twice. I saw Nabi Sallam that day. See? So it's very important this. Then I think, let me read this. Sunnat, everything must be done according to sunnat. Eat also according to sunnat, go to toilet according to sunnat, drink water, everything Nabi Sallam sunnat, belief must be according to sunnat also, alhamdulillah. Yes? So, there was my father was staying in a place called Leslie, Eastern Transvaal. There's one brother, I think he's still living, mashallah, very pious, he goes in Jamaat also, beard also, thicker, everything. But one habit he had, he used to trim his hair on the haircut, on the side trimming, which is called the British cut. So I told him, sir, you must do everything, I said, you must do everything according to sunnat. Why imitate the British? They love the dogs more than us. Why you want to come imitate them? So the nafs is very evil. Nafs gets some habit, won't like to leave it. So he didn't say no, he said no, inshallah. But there was no barber shop there. So on Sunday he needed a haircut, Hafiz Mahmud Rashid passed away. I told Hafsa, I must give him a haircut according to sunnah. If you give him this trimming, British guy, you also come in sunnah. Hafsa told him, come sir, I'll give you the haircut. And the brother said, Hafsa, you must trim here in this. Hafsa said, come sir. Then Hafsa took the 4-knot machine, and he doesn't know what's happening at the back. So he took the 4-knot machine and shaved his whole head off. The brother said, Hafsa, what do you do? Hafsa said, no, what do you do? You must do everything according to sunnah. Must keep long hair or shave it off, not this western cut. Now Hafsab gave him a haircut that Sunday, that same night Hafsab said, I had to sleep, and in the dream Nabi Sallam came, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, shook hands with me. Same night. So it seems that Nabi Sallam gets our report sometime immediately, and whole Ummah's report on Mondays and Thursdays. And as the journey comes in my mind, whatever comes in my mind, I will pass it. As the Shaykh said, Nabi Sallam is very, very sad in his Kabar Mubarak. Very sad, both Parashan, his heart is bleeding, you can say. What's happening to the Ummah? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So for that, Hazrat Shaykh said, encourage everyone. Whether you're bad with anybody, it doesn't matter, even if you're not bad also, encourage the ladies also. It's called Murakaba Dua'ya. Murakaba Dua'ya. The method is, must make dua for yourself, for the whole Ummah, but the condition, the tongue must not move with the heart. At least 10 minutes. Hazrat Shaykh said, very beneficial. For the one who does it, to change the condition of the Ummah's house. Now, the Tabligh brothers say, Karguzar, I give you one Karguzar report. Maulvi Muhammad Hassan from Johannesburg, he was going to Cape Town. And he went to the place, but it was a very rough place. Evil, what you call gangsters, and all kinds of so evil there. So I told him, take Fadail Amal, and the Zikr Majlis, and this Murakabah Dua. So he told me that, Alhamdulillah to Fazal Amal and Zikr Majlis, many are making Tawbah, scholars, gangsters, prostitutes, making Tawbah, changing their life. So the one youngster was crying. So Madhu Mahasana asked him, why are you crying? Your mother died or what? He said, no, my mother is alive, so why are you crying? He said, she was Muslim for 25 years, now she became Christian. That's why I'm crying. And the Ulama went to her, the Tablighis went to her, then she didn't want to listen. So Madhu Mahasana said, ask your mother, give me permission so I can come see her. She gave permission. She said, when I went there, she opened the door, she was so angry, she thought, I'm going to discuss with a Christian. I said, Titi, I come here to drink a cup of tea. She said, oh, come in, I'll give you a cup of tea. So he went inside, he sat and with a murakabah dua, hardly 2 minutes. He was busy making the tea. So he said, I made dua in the heart, Ya Allah, you've got power to do everything. Allahumma musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik, Ya Allah, the turner of the heart, turn our hearts towards your obedience and piety, taqwa. So I made these 2 dua in the heart, just the tongue was in Muslim, don't have to lift hands also. When she came with the tea, Allah Ta'ala showed her, she said that, Abu Muhammad Hassan, I see a bird is sitting on my heart, and the bird now went in my heart. So she read the kalima taiba. So 2 minutes muraqabah, her whole life changed. So Hazrat Shaykh said, must encourage everyone, for the whole ummah, muraqabah dua. Any time we can do, at least 10 minutes. And then, la yaruddul qada illa dua. Dua changes taqdeer. One time, one bayat, I was reading. He was a very big buzzard in Sarhind Sharif Hazrat Mujid al-Fisani, Shaykh Ahmad Sarhindi Rahmatullah. So during that time there was also a very big buzzard, many muridins, and they were very high spiritually. But Allah Ta'ala showed Hazrat Mujid Sahib Rahmatullah that this buzzard will die kafir, not an iman. We don't know what reason is. So Hazrat Mujid Sahib Rahmatullah didn't tell him anything. Started making dua for him continuously for a certain time. Allah Ta'ala revealed to him that your dua's barakat has changed his taqdeer and died with iman. So dua is a very, very, very powerful weapon in body. Must take out time for make dua for the whole ummah. A dua between azan and iqama la yurad. Dua between azan and iqama is not returned at all. Mawlana Abdul Wahab Sharan, rahmatullah, very big was in Egypt. He said this, that the time after azan and between azan and taqdeer is very, very, very valuable. Let us darbar doors open and Rahmat is showering like nobody's business. So must self-solve all the Muslims' problems in this time between Azan and Takbir. After Azan, generally we make 4 sunnat. Still we got 10 minutes left. In that time we can make dua for the whole ummah. Encourage everyone. Encourage the children also. Mawlana Zubair Rahmatullah, he used to make dua, short and sweet, in Urdu. Allah sab muslimano ko ek aur nek bana de aur maut se kalima de. Amen. To train the children, Bismillah, Abdul Rashid, Ya Rahman, Rahim, Sichain, Shwad Durud, may Allah make all the Muslims of the world pious and unite us, and may die with Iman after. To teach the children also, their duas are very much accepted. So this time between Azan Takbir is very valuable. Dun Masjidi, encourage everyone. And then today people are afraid, hijacks and all these problems. Many people are afraid the business are closing. And I don't know, because we are disobeying Allah Ta'ala, our homes, Allah Ta'ala gave us electricity, it's a gift. So we are using it in haram things, TV and music and all that. The result is Allah Ta'ala is taking away the gift. Somewhere 2 hours, I hear somewhere 2 hours, 4 hours and all this. And if we don't change way of life, then I'm saying, change way of life, then Allah Ta'ala takes away electricity, what are we going to do? In winter, summer, no electricity then. I must explain to people, see? Now the easy way of changing the way of life is not the lecturing here. You must go to them to them with the kitab. You have to do little sacrifice. Kitab reading, speak to them little bit, read out some nice articles for their amal, that encourage them to do kitab in their homes. That's what changed their life. A few years ago, I went to Maulana Sema was in Newcastle. So I was giving this bayan to ladies. So they told me there was one family totally westernized. They brought the TV without father's permission. The father came home, he was very sad, he started lecturing them. Now who will listen? So Hazrat Ji Maulana Imam Hassan said that they came, saw that. So Maulana told him that leave them alone, don't tell them anything, start the kitab reading. Now he didn't realize kitab is so important. He didn't start the kitab and every day arguing and lecturing him. The wife tells him, you divorce me and get out of the house. The children tell him, give your inheritance also and get out of the house. You don't want to hear. He came to the father. Then again he wrote to Hazrat Ji. Hazrat Ji replied that, look, leave them alone. That the kitab, and that's what he must do. So he told them, they must, that how about we have daily kitab, and then I won't stop it. They got happy. So they started sitting for the kitab. Now I didn't, I should have asked him, but after how long? He came home, he said the TV is not in this place. Here, other rooms, no TV. And he got so happy. The family told him, the shaitan broke it and threw it away. Yeah? So we encourage everyone this kitab reading and zikr. That will change their lives also. Allah tells rahmat and what you call. We were also blessed. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of the hadith I read related, the last part I forgot in Arabic, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Razin radiallahu ta'ala, if a Muslim goes to meet another Muslim, 70,000 angels walk with him in honor and respect, all make dua for his forgiveness, and may Allah must bless him with your vessel, which is the highest of iman's ihsan. So we go to meet Muslims, our relatives, others also with this intention, go with the kitabji, and encourage them, inshallah you get double reward. So it's a very, we must try and do something. Yes? And today, all over the world, people are afraid, because we are staying in the jail. The doors in our house are iron bars and all this, and we are staying in the jail. So we are afraid of evil people. Yes? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there's a riwayat, عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هل أنبئكم على من عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أدلك على ملاك ألا أدلك then I forget the word it means the translation is told جابر رضي الله عنه نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said I inform you of something Let us save you from your enemies and give you lots of sustenance, your food, clothes, rent, everything. And what is that? Make habit of making Lord dua. You find a dua of Salah al-Mu'min. This dua is a weapon of the view. It's so powerful weapon. But this weapon will be useless if we don't do Amr bil Ma'ruf, Kitab in our homes. If we disobey parents, hate any Muslim, it's haram, food goes in your stomach, one mouth, for 40 days, don't know, etc. So the dua is so powerful weapon we've got. Then before I end the bayan, when my father was alive, I once came from Medina Sharif to visit him in Lazri. And I didn't go in Jamaat. But Hazrat Shaykh Tawajjud Barakat, I came Lazri, I told him, come let's do the ghost. We made the ghost. And that night I see in the there was no masjid there. We were doing the kitab in the school classroom. So the kitabing is somebody doing kitabing, I'm standing. The enemies are coming to attack us with modern weapons. They came halfway and started raining, pouring so much rain that they all ran away. After that, I see black, small black birds sitting around the classroom, must be 100 something. Then I'm still making dua and the kitab reading is being done. So somebody asked me, what are these black birds for? So I said, let us send them to help us. Again, if the enemies attack them, let us destroy them to the black birds. Like a field, the elephant's black with a baby. I thought it must be a dream, see? Moran Yusuf Tutlar, he came there lately. I told him of the dream. But he said, no, you must write to Hazrat Shaykh. There's something important. I wrote to Hazrat Shaykh. Hazrat Shaykh said, MashaAllah Mubarak, as long as you keep on doing this tabligh work, Allah Ta'ala, showering rain, Allah Ta'ala Rahmat was shown upon you, you'll be saved, your women, children, your home, everything will be saved. In case enemies do decide to destroy you, then let us destroy them by means of the black bird, Ababil. But the condition, you must keep on doing the work. Now that's not only for lively, for all of us. You must encourage everyone to take part in the tabligh work also. At least the two girls. Once, Sufi Iqbal Sahib Madina Sharif, he saw a dream. It was a big tabligh ishtimal. Maulana Hasan Ahmad Madni Rahmatullah also came there. In the dream, Imam Madni Ram told him that in Ahmedabad, Allah Ta'ala Azab is coming, punishment, quickly send Jamaat there. کہ صوفی صاحب سے وہ کب نیکسٹ ڈے حضرت شیخ الدین تھے حضرت شیخ عباس الدین اینڈ آئی اسٹارٹ تھنک احمد آباد الہ آباد چکر میں لگا اینڈ دین وی ہی ڈن ڈن تھے حضرت شیخ اینڈ دین وی ہرڈ ہاؤ دے مرڈرڈ دا مسلم برن دی ہاؤس اینڈ ٹیربل تھنگس ان احمد آباد دین ہی ٹولڈ حضرت شیخ سیڈ ناؤ واٹ فار یو یو شوڈ ٹو ٹیل اس بیفور ٹائم یو شوڈ سیٹ جماعت ڈے سو دیٹ ٹو پروف دیٹ وی ہیو جماعت گو اینڈ گش اللہ کا عذاب ہوں کم جی سینڈ کری جلدی بولی جی سنی ہوا کہ ہمیں سینڈ بائے نو اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم اتل ما اوحی الیک من الکتاب واقم الصلاۃ ان الصلاۃ تنہی عن الفحشاء والمنکر ولذکر اللہ اکبر والله یعلم ما تصنعون کنسرنگ دس آیت مولانا گمبھیر رحمۃ اللہ کی نائس کامنٹری مسجد میں سید قرآن شریف دے لیجیے اینڈ دین اتل ما اوحی الیک من الکتاب واقم الصلاۃ establish your namaz the same perform a salat correctly inna salata tanha anil fahsha wal munkar that I guarantee inna is a guarantee if you perform salat correctly it will save us from all sort of unshameful deeds and munkar the sins of the heart seven body for all major and minor sins and when a zikrullah akbar when a zikrullah akbar when a zikrullah akbar when a zikrullah akbar is really great greater than namaz in purifying the heart and from pride that is yet means you kalima tayla now concerning the salat مولانا تھانہ پلیس آتی بیان آئی واز ریڈنگ ہی سیڈ مینی آف اس اللہ تعالیٰ گارنٹیز دیٹ سلاد ول کیپ اس سیو اس فرام کمٹنگ سنز اینڈ یٹ مینی آف اس میکنگ سلاد فار 10 ڈیز 10 ایئرس 15 ایئرس وی اسٹل کمٹنگ سنز دا بزنس ڈس آن اس واچنگ فلم واچنگ فلمز آلسو دین ہاؤ کم دیٹ سلاد شوڈ ایکچولی کیپ اس اوے فرام ایول تو ہی سیڈ دا ریزن از وی آر یوز ٹو میکنگ سلاد وی آر لائک اے روٹین جی We used to eating breakfast, lunch, supper, whether hungry or not hungry, time for breakfast, time for lunch, we must eat. So we are used to making our salat. No, that's why you don't get full enough. But he said that, I remember he said, that after wuzu akangi sunnat, after wuzu before we start a namaz, you must make intention, why am I making namaz? Tell yourself. To please Allah Ta'ala, to see Allah Ta'ala in Jannat. Yes? And inshallah, with the barakat of salat, I will be able to abstain from all sins in this world, major and minor. And then we will start the salat namaz. And then Hazrat Shaykh said, Inna al-musalli yunaji rabbahu. Hazrat wrote a very nice article, commentary Bukhari says, Inna al-musalli yunaji rabbahu. After we start the namaz with the niyat, then you must think that I'm standing from Allah Ta'ala and I'm talking to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is watching me. So if you perform a salat this way, inshallah you get full benefit. It's like a routine, then you don't get full benefit. And the first question, Qiyamah Day also salat, at the time of death also, Iblis tries to convert a Muslim to Kafir. And this person says, your person is regular, but he's her five salat, 10 to 10. Malikul Maut makes the dying person, he says, a kalima. He's not regular, so how are you going to die? So encourage everyone. For that, virtue of salat is very, very important kitab. In the Hazrat Shaykh quote in one hadith, the person performs wuzu correctly time to time with concentration, sincerity, salat goes up in a beautiful nurani form right up the arch, makes and intercedes for that person. And they don't perform salat time to time, wuzu not correctly, just haphazardly, quickly, that salat goes up cursing that person, that I'll ruin you how you ruined me. Yes? And it's thrown back on his face. So then I must encourage everyone. Let's go through Fadai. And then very poison comes in my mind, let me pass on this also. Mona Thanakla said that today, as we are committing these two sins, like mixing sugar in the milk. We mix sugar in the milk and drink it, it's very tasty. So that's how we are committing these two sins, we'll be enjoying it. One is the bad nazirik, look at Namahim ladies. They put it deliberately on the photos. Or the cell phone that's worse today, and that's TV and that. And second one is that what we call Nazwa Sahmum, Masmum in Saham Iblis. It's the poisonous arrow Iblis. It destroys our iman also, you know, that's the saver. And second is this gossip in Ghibat. That's what is greedy, that's what is stingy, all that. The two sins are so poisonous, Dilka Satya Naskar Jata. He says, destroys our heart, makes our heart dirty, filthy, and smelly. We must be very careful, but remember sometimes we commit any sin, immediately step out sincerely. Yes? And concerning this, we must tell our ladies, I don't know, many homes they live, they don't make parda. wedding laws, sister laws, daughter, what you call, as fathers, brothers, daughters, we don't make for them. It's compulsory, it's haram to mix with the even sister in law. Now, which comes to sister law, poison, death. I heard one case, many cases, just lately. One person was married, but he never to make purdah with his wife's sister. It is not allowed, it's haram. He must be talking to her, joking, and then the Satan, what you call it, the eyes of Iblis, Satan, poisonous arrow. So he fell in love with his wife's sister. And you can't get married to two sisters. So what happened? Now to get, he murdered his wife. And buried her in the house. And then he got married to the wife's sister. Now the family here, they're phoning there, there's no answer, they got suspicious, something wrong. So they gave a report, I think in Canada or somewhere, they gave a report to the police. The police made investigation, they found he murdered his wife, buried her in the room. Then they got to put him in jail, I don't know what happened after that. So you see, purdah is very important. Brother-in-law, Hakim Afkar Sahib, Rahmatullah, came to South Africa a few years ago. He also told us one case, must tell our ladies, this is very important, it's not just a small thing. He said that one person also, very pious in Pakistan. Everything comes, beer, dressing, everything comes, very honest. People used to give him the amanat, money also to keep, trust. But he had one habit, but his wife's sister used to not make purdah, talk to her and this and that, and simply he fell in love with her. And the wife was expecting it about the time for delivery also. Now you can't get married to two sisters. So what he done, he shaved off his beard, to put on western clothes, all the people's amanat is transferred on his name, and the wife's name, and two passports, one for the wife's sister's name, and one passport for him, and one for the wife's sister's passport, and flew away with her. All through the eye. So you see, it's very important. In Thailand, two Bukhari girls, the mixed getting is very, very poisonous. Two Bukhari girls, they're coming out of the madrasa, they're separate, but then they come out, they're all mixed. So they fell for two boys, you know, they committed evil. And they both got pregnant. Now the mother will find out, the father will find out what's going to happen. So what they done is, in Nazar Sahamum and Sahami Iblis, the poisonous arrow of Iblis. Must tell the ladies, tell others, or friends, say, but the girls, what they done, they thought the father will find out, then problem. So they choked the mother to death. Took her there and threw her down the steps. When the father came, they say, oh, she was going down, she slipped and she fell and she died. Now there the police came in, they called the doctor and investigated, they found that the girls were actually murdered. So the punishment was dug the hole in the ground, half body, and then they stoned to death. So must tell our ladies, the purdah is very important, don't think it's a small thing. With brother-in-law, sister-in-law also. That's it. Must stand for the Shariat laws, this is very important. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rahman Rahimin, Ya Rahman Rahimin, Ya Rahman Rahimin, La ilaha illa wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma aksim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bi baynana bayna ma'asik, wa min ta'atika ma tuballighuna bi jannatak. ومن اليقين ما تهون بأهلنا مصائب الدنيا متعنا بأسمائنا أبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعل الوارث منا إذا سألنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ إلا غاية رهبتنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحم اللهم أحبب إلي الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره لنا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا المفتونين اللهم آتنا في الدين حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك السميع العليم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب السلام عليكم. Pass on the message to others also. Must make dua that give us topic to practice.